Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Monday, November 29th on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simply picking your favorite player over and unders. Head over to PrizePicks.com and use the promo code SGP for 100% instant deposit match. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head over to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. Your home for all of our picks and podcasts. You can grab it in the Apple Store or Google Play Store for free today.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo! Welcome. Welcome to the College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Monday, November 29th. My name is Colby Swingin' Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches them.
Yes. And I know it's been a daily show, but if you didn't catch me Saturday morning on the Periscope, giving out a great, great Saturday of college basketball, Periscope, follow me on Twitter at @TheColbyD. Every Saturday morning, we talk college football, college basketball, best bets. And the 2 days prior to that, Black Friday and Thanksgiving, I was not there. So we're back to the daily schedule. All right. We are back on it. And we've had just a great slate of college basketball so far this season. I mean, how about those endings in that Florida Ohio State game? How about the Florida Gators in general? Just a Mike White doing a great job there. They won the transfer portal, I guess you could say, thus far. Also, Iowa State, TJ Otzelberger, that was, they're undefeated and they're playing great ball. Looking like this year's Oregon State. I'm going to claim that now. But the Cyclones doing a hell of a good job to start the season. How about that finish in the Dayton, Kansas game? How about the Gonzaga Duke game? That was awesome. I caught my East Carolina Pirates even had a game winner. It was just a great, great slate of college basketball games over the past few days. Remember to subscribe to the College Basketball Experience and subscribe to the College Football Experience. And now we're going to dive into, obviously, today's slate, not amazing. Like, it's decent. I think there's some upset potential out there, But you look and the ACC Big Ten Challenge kicks off this week or tips off this week, whatever you want to say. That is probably the thing to highlight on some of these Monday and Tuesday games. But we'll dive into Monday's slate. As far as yesterday, I think some of the big story, the North Texas beat Drake, two good mid majors going at it. So the Mean Green pick up a huge win as Drake, you know, in the Missouri Valley. And man, that's something to watch too, because I believe later this week, I want to say Thursday or Friday, I think Missouri Valley plays some conference plays happening this week. The Pac-12 is going to play a couple teams against, I mean, conference play will begin. We'll get a small sample of conference play in the ACC, Big Ten, Pac-12, and Missouri Valley starting this in the next 7 days. So enjoy that. And Florida blows out Troy yesterday, and a game that I was on the wrong side. I mean, I didn't bet that, but Florida's looking really good. Castleton, just a beast. 10 points, 8 boards, 2 blocks. Some of the other one, I know yesterday's slate wasn't setting the world on fire, but Boston beat Merrimack by 1. BU is decent this year. I think Merrimack's solid too. Stony Brook took down Yale. That was a bit surprising. Iona covers against Kansas, but Kansas getting that much needed win after struggling and losing at the buzzer to the Dayton Flyers. How about this though? Alcorn State beat Milwaukee. I mean, Milwaukee coming into the season, I was bullish on. I had them winning the Horizon. They're sitting there at 1-5. Patrick Baldwin Jr. went there, one of the top recruits in the nation, to play for his father. They returned some key players. That is a team that is really disappointing thus far. The Citadel got it done by 12 in overtime against South Carolina State. And that was alarming because South Carolina State's been really bad over the past few years in the Citadel. Solid team in the SoCon, but they got the win. Evansville took down Eastern Illinois. How about DePaul? I mean, I locked up Eastern Michigan. They've been chippy. They almost took down, they played Indiana tough in Bloomington. DePaul beats them by 38 points, I think it was. 38 points. The Blue Demons don't look now. That Stubblefield hire looking great because and Javon Freeman, Liberty playing good ball. They're 6-0. This team is 6-0. I get it. You know, they haven't played the greatest competition, but they did beat Rutgers in the Big Ten. They beat Northern Kentucky, who's a solid mid major, and I actually think. They beat Western Illinois, a team that beat Nebraska at Nebraska, and Eastern Michigan, I think, better than expected. Now we're going to learn a lot more about them this weekend when they take on Loyola Chicago, little battle of Chicago there. But DePaul, how could you knock that higher right now? Duquesne took care of American. JMU took down Florida Atlantic. That's a great win for the Dukes. JMU, you know, they're heading into the Sun Belt in the next 2 years here. You look at, with exception to that Murray State loss. Yes, they lost to Kent State and Murray State so far. Murray State, they actually got worked. Kent State was a close game, and they beat George Mason. They beat Eastern Kentucky. They beat Wright State. They beat Florida Atlantic. Those are good wins. Give it up for the Dukes, Patty C's boys. What were some of the other ones yesterday? This one was shocking to me. SMU was in a game with ULM. I mean, ULM was winning at halftime. You want to talk about disappointing performances thus far this season? The Mustangs have to be on there. They are looking shaky. Stephen F. Austin barely took care of Northwestern State by only 4 points. That was a little concerning. Wofford took care of Georgia as I expected. 1-3 in Athens. I locked that thing up. Arkansas took care of Penn by 16. The Razorbacks still looking good. Princeton took care of Fairleigh Dickinson. Dayton beat Belmont. That was a great game. That's a huge win for the Flyers. The Flyers are starting to play some ball now with adding wins recently. Now they're 4-3. They're above the 500 mark. Out the gate, this team struggled. They lost to UMass Lowell by 1. They lost to Lipscomb, who's a solid team, and they lost to Austin Peay, but they figured it out and they got wins now. 3 straight wins against solid teams. Miami, the Hurricane, Jimmy Larrañaga's bunch, then Kansas and Belmont. So they did they're finding their who they are, I think. Radford beat Eastern Kentucky yesterday. That was surprising. Eastern Kentucky was a team that I kind of thought would be solid this year. Kansas State rolled North Dakota. Villanova rolled LaSalle. Little battle of Philadelphia. Cal State Northridge upset San Diego. That was a bit surprising to me. Bama rolled Miami, which I actually thought Miami would cover that. I was wrong there. Stanford, Colorado. There's a Pac-12 game that happened yesterday. Colorado gets it done. 4-point win there. That's one to watch. Colorado 6-1. I think they get UCLA at the end of the week here. And Cal upset Fresno State. Cal starting to play better basketball. They're 3-4, but if you look at the past couple games, they lost to Seton Hall by 3, right? So their last three games beat Fresno State, who we have pretty decently. Then they lose to Seton Hall by 3. Yes, they got blown out by Florida, but Florida's playing great ball right now. And then they beat San Diego by 5. All of a sudden, Cal's just looking more competitive. They're looking better on the court. Mark Fox doing a good coaching job there, getting them up from early in the year. They look like they might be a team that we need to fade. All right, so let's hop into Monday's action. Norfolk State, Grambling State, the first game to tip at 3 p.m. on the West, 6 p.m. on the East. Me and NC Nick are locking up Norfolk State minus. This is on ESPNU. Norfolk State 7-1, Grambling 2-4. We're going to lay the 4 points, 4.5, and take Norfolk State to get it done against Grambling. 3:30 tip here. Hartford, Appalachian State. Both these teams made the NCAA tournament a year ago. Hartford having their struggles early in the year here. They're 0-5, as you know. The momentum. This is a program that they made their first NCAA tournament last year, and now the Board of Regents at the University of Hartford wants to move them back to a Division III school. Basketball wise, pretty pathetic there. Shame on them. I hope the Hawks get it together. However, I don't think it will come against App State, as App State is kind of been disappointing so far. But if you look at these losses by App State, they lost by 12 to Iona. Let me tell you something. That was not a 12-point game. I watched that every minute of that game. That was a lot of free throws at the end. This was like a 4 or 5 point game throughout the whole game. Then they beat East Tennessee State, who's a good team, the Buccaneers in the SoCon, by 2. Then they lose to Charlotte by 1, Delaware by 7. They beat Akron. The Zips are a good team in the MAC. And they lose to Vermont by 2. So this team's much better than their record. I think they prove it against the Hartford Hawks. Lay the number with App State there. I think it's a solid play. I think it's a smart play. Lafayette and Columbia. That is one where I think, I mean, I don't know. I think that what's it? I think it's at Columbia minus a point right now. I went Columbia. Stay away from that game. North Carolina Central, Gardner Webb. This is when Gardner Webb's been playing better this year, but I took the 12.5 in Central. It's a in-state battle. Give me the NCC to cover that big spread there. Niagara and Colgate. We know Colgate. They're one of my locks last week as they beat Syracuse outright. Colgate laying 11. This was tough for me to forecast here. I ended up laying the 11. I don't like it, but I just think they need a big win too. Colgate, just 3-3. I don't know. I think that's what we do there. Colgate. So, what else do we got? Central Michigan, Kentucky. I laid the points with Kentucky, Cornell and Canisius. That is one I ended up taking Cornell plus the points. I think you probably should too. Kind of a dogfight though. I don't recommend betting on that one. Iowa and Virginia, one of the better games of the day, if not the best game. I am going to go with the Cavs. I'm going to lay the 1 point in the Cavs or 1.5. Give me Tony Bennett. They're figuring things out. We saw this when they played Providence. Tony Bennett's a great coach for as the season goes along, they're getting better and better. And I think they'll prove that here against Iowa. South Florida, Boston College, decent matchup here. As Earl Grant's bunch in Chestnut Hill, 4-3, and South Florida's kind of been a up and down team. They gave Auburn a scare. I ended up taking South Florida plus the 6. Food for thought. Tulsa and Oral Roberts, little battle of Oklahoma. Oral Roberts took Oklahoma State to overtime recently. Now they get a chance to mess with the Golden Hurricane. I went Oral Roberts. I don't love that one though, because Tulsa's got a height advantage against them. We'll see how that works out. Austin Peay getting 17.5 at TCU. That's almost, I went Austin Peay there, and I think you should consider that if you're looking for another lock or two. I think you should consider that one. Hampton, Morgan State. I got 4.5 in Hampton. I went there. Sam Houston State, Texas. I laid that big number in Texas. Sam Houston State's kind of been a little more disappointing this year than I think people had them projected. I think that's a lock you do there. 21.5, 22. I'm going to ride the Longhorns minus the points there. Notre Dame, Illinois. This is a great matchup. I went with the Irish plus 4.5. Sign me up for watching this one. This was an awesome matchup. UT Arlington and UC Santa Barbara. UTA has been one that's gotten, they're 1-5. They've gotten blown out of some battles. 12 point spread. I do think Santa Barbara's going to beat them. And this might be the last time I take UTA because they've gotten blown out in a few. But give me UTA plus 12. Tarleton State and Gonzaga, 31.5 points for Tarleton. I guess I'll take Tarleton. I don't know. Grand Canyon hits the road to LA to take on Loyola Marymount. I'm going to take Loyola. No, I'm going to take Grand Canyon on the road to get that. Loyola has been a disappointment so far this season. So give me Grand Canyon and Bryce Drew to come in there and grab the win. Wyoming is laying 4.5 or 4 at Cal State Fullerton. I think you take the Cowboys. Wyoming's been a pretty good team this year. Now here's an interesting matchup. UC Riverside, they went on the road to Tempe, beat Arizona State. They gave San Diego State a scare early in the year. Didn't win that one. They travel up to San Francisco to take on St. Mary's. They're getting 10.5. I say you take UC Riverside. I think St. Mary's gets the win. They're the better team, but UC Riverside covers that. Montana's getting 13 points at Oregon. I think your play is to take Montana plus the 13. But that's the slate. It's a light slate, but I think your best bets are Norfolk State. I think your best bets are, I think you should consider Austin Peay. And I went Texas. So I think those, and then if you really want to get crazy, maybe you go with Wyoming or UCR. No, I'd say Wyoming. Wyoming is probably the next best play. All right. So, all right, folks, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Tell a friend. We do it daily. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. It's getting wild over there with the season winding down, the coaches leaving, the players leaving because the transfer portal and everything. So subscribe to both. Tell a friend, get that SGPN app for free. Download that thing for free in the App Store and Google Play Store. And when you do, make sure you give us a nice review. All right. You can find me on Twitter at @DColbyD. You can find the College Basketball Experience on Twitter at @TCE on SGPN. And you can find the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on Twitter at @TheSGPNetwork. Give them all a follow and let's do this damn thing. All right. Let's do it. All right. This is the College Basketball Experience for Monday, November 29th. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.